dinner today, the dessert we had was a
cobbler, peach cobbler, blackberry cobbler. That's my wife. She's always making a blackberry cobbler, peach cobbler, something like that.
When you have rice pudding or pudding of some sort, does your wife ever make anything to pour over it? Maybe bread pudding with?
Yeah, she has made a bread pudding, or she made it a tomato pudding with bread on it, cooked tomatoes and bread.
Mm.
She don't do as much as that. My grandmother used to. I grew up with tomato pudding, I guess is what you call it. Cooked tomatoes and just take the bread left over, wasn't eat for dinner. Cook it in tomato and sweeten it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that with it.
That's an old time dish, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I had that quite a bit as a boy.
Yeah, we did too, but
we called it stewed tomatoes.
Stewed tomatoes.
Little sugar, bread, tomatoes that had been cooked. Very good.
Yeah.
What do you call a concoction made out of milk or cream and flour, maybe a little starch, some sugar, that you pour over a pudding or something?
Oh. What do you
call it? Sauce. We call it sauce. I don't
know
anybody else
does. Apple. Well, I know you're making apple sauce.
No, that's
a sauce that you
sauce
pour.
Sauce to go over pudding.
Well, putting, what do you call that? You put over a salad. No, what do you call that?
Dressing.
Vegetable,
salad.
Sauce. I didn't know where you put them in.
What would you call food that you'd eat between meals? You come in between breakfast and dinner and you want to eat a little bit?
I'd be called to eat a bite. I'll be ready to go. Give me a little something to eat. Tide me over to supper or dinner.
And in the morning, when your wife gets up, she comes in the kitchen, and what does she do?
Puts on the coffee and makes biscuit, fry a little bacon and an egg, and hollers, get out of there.
And if you're thirsty, you come in from the field and you get a what?
Drink of water, first thing I get.
What do you drink it from?
We drink it from the hydrant now, but used to drink it out of the well. We go to the well, draw water with a rope. But
get it in the dipper?
No, we get in a glass, separate glasses. Sometimes one of us use the same glass there, but I can get a glass.
Did you have any of these fancy glasses with a big bowl and a stem coming down?
Oh, yes. A handle on them with a handle stem. I believe we have had those, but we haven't in a long time.
What did you call those? Shaped?
Mugs.
Maybe. Well.
Yeah, we used to have those all the time. It's the only kind we used years ago. What did we call it?
Goblet or gobbler?
Goblet, something like that.
They're pretty dandy, aren't they?
All right. That's wrong with that. I believe we used almost 4 years the common straight glass, seemed like, because that was the main thing long years ago.
Fancy, with gold around the edge on some of them. What do you call food when you have it one day and then have it again the next day?
Leftovers. Thanksgiving, they call that old carcass, that old turkey.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had a turkey the other day. Strangest thing, turkey in September.